What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I absolutely agree. And I'd love to hear the specifics of why that Johnson fellow thinks that Obama should go to jail. Because I do believe that this is only the tip of the iceberg with him. Remember, he used the IRS as his personal political tool. And the worst thing that he did that I can think of, that I know of, other than him murdering people like Michael Hastings and American citizens, he probably over abroad for sure, here probably, is the fact that he turned over all of these intercepts, everything you see being used against Trump and all the people that are for Trump can be used against you because he turned that over to Israel, everybody who's out there.
Yes.
He turned all that stuff, and they can do that to anybody, any politician, including you and me. And can you think of anything more treasonous than that?
I'm having a hard time thinking of anything worse than that. And again, there is reason to think they even used this information to blackmail the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts. Because remember, when the original Obamacare was being pushed forward, it was seen as being unconstitutional, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the court had 4-4, and Chief Justice Roberts was going to cast the deciding vote. He was opposed, he was opposed, he was opposed, and then all of a sudden, at the very last minute, he does a complete 180. He says it's legal under the Commerce Clause, passes it through the Supreme Court, and then he left the country for a week's vacation in Malta to duck the reporters who were going to ask him why he changed his mind. To me, that's the signature that he got coerced somehow.
Oh, I mean, all these plane crashes, all these car crashes, everything. And like I say, if the U.S. government can do it, then Israel can do it, too, because we've given it all to them.
Yes, we have.
And this guy did it knowingly. He did it to get money for his own political advancement. So he sold us out to a foreign country that will do anything. And we've been involved in wars now for, 20 years, you know? On against their enemies, and now maybe we get an idea of why.
Certainly Israel has been cheering on all of these wars, but one of the things you all need to remember is that these world-changing events like wars or assassinations never really happen for a single reason. That's part of the myth that's put on out. World War II was about Pearl Harbor. John F. Kennedy was killed by a crazed lone nut assassin. The reality is, when you get a group of people with their own personal agenda, but that agenda overlaps on a course of action that would benefit them, that's when that course of action is going to be followed. When you look at all the different parties who were involved in the Kennedy assassination, they all had their own reasons for doing it, but they all agreed getting rid of John F. Kennedy was going to help them. The same thing with wars. All of the various warring parties may have different reasons why they want the war, but they all agree a war is going to be a good thing. Certainly, Israel wants the larger nations of the Mideast broken up into little pieces that can be bullied around. The Federal Reserve wants war against Russia and China to maintain dollar hegemonic domination of the world's economy. There is this accepted wisdom that war is good for the U.S. economy in general, and that's an absolute flat-out lie. It's great for the defense contractors, and it's great for the banks who loan us that money to fight the war at interest, but it's actually a lousy deal for ordinary Americans. And so in the case of Obama literally selling out the secrets of American citizens to Israel for whatever reason, he's hardly alone in that. And I don't think we'll ever learn the true depths of the corruption of these rulers we've had over us for the last quarter of a century. We're still trying to dig into the question of whether Hillary, as Secretary of State, was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations to her foundation. I think that's important to know. I think the American people have an inherent right to know the real nature of their rulers. But right now, in the recent past, I would say that Americans have been as clueless about the true nature of their rulers as the medieval peasants were. where, oh, you know, God has anointed them and we must worship them. And they had no idea what was going on. Most Catholics to this day still absolutely reject the idea that Pope Alexander VI was throwing orgies inside the Vatican. They don't want to see it. They want to have that image of their rulers. Well, that image of the rulers is one of the ways you're being controlled, by convincing you that they are somehow automatically superior to you, and therefore you should just go along with what they say. And what we're finding out now, these rulers aren't more superior to us. In fact, look at some of the things that Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are saying to prove that, you know, their brains just aren't there. They're just willing to do things we are not. They're willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And they think that's what makes them superior human beings, but it isn't. It just makes them human beings who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And I think the American people need to know what's really been going on inside their government.
You know, Mike, it's amazing to me how many people are still in denial. They really can't get their minds around just how awful it really is. They're in denial. But, you know, and the end result, really, to coin a phrase here, this government stinks like a whorehouse at low tide. So,
yes. Yeah. I think you're mixing your metaphors, but I definitely get the idea behind that. And what's going to go on here, do you know, when children reach that stage where they begin to realize their parents are not just these amazing larger people that they're dependent on, but they begin to realize that their parents are just, you know, children with a lot, you know, who are a lot older, a lot larger, and they've got their own money. And that's a big part of the adolescent rebellion that you're seeing go through them. We're going to see the same thing here in the United States as the American people begin to realize what our government is really like. They're going to go through a psychic shock at realizing that our rulers really are not these amazing advanced people. I remember when Ben Carson was running in the primaries, they did a video tour of his home, and there wasn't an inch of his walls that wasn't covered with some plaque or award or testimonial. And it was just this massive ego on display for a guy who's convinced the Great Pyramids were used to store grain in.
the public has yet to unhook themselves from the matrix, but it's about to be ripped out for them.
Yes. The process has begun. There's no question the process has begun. The corporate media is losing their audience. The independent media is gaining audience. The process has begun, and there is no turning back. What's going on in the world today is a repeat of the turmoil that followed Gutenberg's rediscovery of movable type printing, and it just changed the dynamic of information flow. And those entities that could adapt and evolve to the new reality survived, and those entities that couldn't adapt and evolve went extinct. Now, unfortunately, our U.S. government is carrying a load of 200 years of lies, fraud, and deception that imprisons them. They can't start telling the truth any more than the corporate media, whose business model is lying for profit, can change what they're doing. And that is why they are headed toward extinction.
Well, hey, bless you, Mike. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the phones to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. One thing, I don't know if it's been brought up yet, but with this wiretapping and this hacking, you got to also remember that a week before he left office, Barack Obama went in and changed who has access to all of these wiretaps. He went in and changed it from one organization, the NSA, to 17 organizations.
Yeah, he just opened up the sluice gates. Anything the NSA finds, they can turn over to FBI, CIA, DEA, ICE, your local police department, again, it's all become instruments of a tyrannical state.
The booby trap. I mean, then there's these landmines, and these booby traps are laying everywhere. And because the information is so well disseminated now between all these organizations, finding out who actually has been doing, you know, the actual listening and the actual releasing is going to be a rat's nest. So, I mean, there's just more circumstantial evidence that this is, you know, this was the plan the whole time. These guys have been monitoring, watching, reporting. They should all be locked up and gone to prison. We can't do this in America.
You've hit the point right on the head here, because of what Obama did. There is no element within the federal government that can claim innocence in this abuse of the Fourth Amendment. Obama basically just said, we are making them all collectively guilty. The entire federal government is involved in this illegal, unconstitutional, illegitimate behavior. And there is nobody left in the federal government that can back off and say, wait a minute, we were not part of this. Obama just took that away from them. They don't have plausible deniability.
Tomorrow night, Trump should order an executive order disbanding the CIA. Send people over there, lock the doors, don't let anybody in, and just get rid of the entire organization.
That was
Kennedy's mistake. He announced he was going to do it.
Well, no, actually, Kennedy did sign the executive order where he was going to take covert operations away from the CIA and hand it back to the Pentagon in response to being lied to over the Bay of Pigs. And Kennedy was dealing with exactly the same sort of entrenched bureaucratic establishment Trump is dealing with. People just ignored his executive order, and that's why it was never carried out. And then, of course, after Kennedy was assassinated, they ginned together that Warren Commission. And Alan Dulles, the former head of the CIA, the man that Kennedy had fired, got to run the Warren Commission covering up the assassination.
Yep. All right, Mike, well, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, Director Comey is making the rounds, trying to salvage his face right now, and he's basically going down this same talking point of, you know, it doesn't really matter what we're learning about the CIA. He actually came on out and said, there is no such thing as absolute privacy in America. This is the new normal. Everything that you do is being watched. Big Brother is everywhere. It's watching you through your telescreen and listening to you on your phone, and you might as well just get used to it because that's the new reality. That's Comey's attitude. And unfortunately, it does seem to pervade the intelligence community that there should be no privacy, even though the right to privacy is a fundamental part of that Constitution. And I want to go back to this zero tolerance policy when it comes to that federal government. If you are not fully 100% in compliance with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then you are not a legal, legitimate government of this land. You are usurpers. All right, moving on here. Another article. This is from wakethechurch.org. Trump has enough political capital to destroy Big Brother. I don't know that he has enough to destroy Big Brother, but he can definitely dent it. Because the American people were already alert because of Edward Snowden, this latest WikiLeaks revelation and the promise of even more to come. Americans are realizing something has indeed gone horribly wrong with our government. It almost reminds me of the movie V for Vendetta, when the Stephen Fry character is saying, well, you know, he's right. Something has gone horribly wrong with this country. And people are aware of that. And with members of the government itself now concerned that their privacy is being routinely violated by NSA and CIA, Trump could actually pull together a coalition to reassert that Fourth Amendment and say anybody who's violating that is fired, 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 hanged, drawn, quartered, tarred, feathered, burned at the stake, and the ashes peed on by a rabid moose. Now, meanwhile, the Democrats are still trying to move forward to gin up an investigation into Donald Trump's links to Russia. And their star witness is going to be this former British spy, Christopher Steele, whose initial dossier about Donald Trump and two prostitutes vandalizing the presidential suite in the Moscow hotel has already been thoroughly discredited. But he's going to be the star witness. And the reason they put so much pressure on Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from this upcoming investigation, the Democrats want an independent counsel, meaning a counsel under their control, who will allow wild rumor, innuendo, hearsay to be entered and treated as if it's factual, established evidence beyond all doubt. That's what they're trying to do. But it's going to backfire on them because it's bringing more and more attention on who really was being friends with Russia. And part of the focus is now on John Podesta. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign manager was on the executive board of a client of Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. Remember that tax avoidance thing? The Panama Papers. And that company, on which Podesta served as a board member, also received $35 million from a Putin-connected Russian government fund at the same time that then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spearheaded the transfer of U.S. advanced technology, some with military uses, as part of her reset strategy with Russia. A repeat of the Chinagate scandal, in which sensitive technology with military application was authorized for sale to China by then-President Bill Clinton, and Chinese money poured into his re-election campaign. That's what's really going on. That's who's friends with Russia. Now, Tony Podesta, who's a Democratic super lobbyist, was representing SureBank, Russia's largest bank, and failed to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. That's who's friends with Russia. That's who's doing business with Russia. Let's just go down the list of the five Clinton Russia bombshells that liberals and the corporate media do not want to hear about. Hillary Clinton approved the transfer of 20% of U.S. uranium resources to a Russian company, and nine investors in the deal funneled $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. That sounds like pay for play. Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a Moscow speech paid for by a Kremlin-backed bank while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton campaign chairman's Juul Energy Company got the $35 million from Putin's Rusnano. We mentioned that one just a little while ago. Senior staffers inside Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were warned by Clinton Foundation's Senior Vice President Maura Pally that the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Charles Grassley, was asking the Department of Justice to investigate State Department approval of the sale of that uranium assets to that Russian company. And they were working to get that derailed. Hillary Clinton hid $2.35 million in secret donations from Ian Telfer, the head of Russia's uranium company. It was a stinky, stinky deal. But nobody wants to investigate that. We just want to talk about Donald Trump and the two hookers in the Moscow hotel. That's a horrible, horrible thing here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Sandra in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I missed your show yesterday. My day just didn't feel complete without your show.
Well, we had an upset when our internet RBN's internet connection went down. We did, in fact, pick up the show and complete it. Getting into the second hour, but I guess we didn't get all of our audience back.
Oh, okay. Well, I was calling about the FISA court. Yesterday on Fox and Friends, Judge Napolitano was interviewed. It was March 7th, and it was about, if you go on YouTube, the full show, it's about at 28 minutes. And it was very interesting. According to Judge Napolitano, it's specifically stated in the FISA statute that the President of the United States has full authority to conduct espionage on anyone that he chooses, and it's perfectly legal, although he did say he personally believes it's unconstitutional. He said it's perfectly legal, and that all the President has to do is file a certification with the Department of Justice.
And the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. All right. I will respond to this when we come back from these commercials. Thank you for the phone call.
right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And in response to Sandra's phone call here, FISA stands for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the emphasis is on the word foreign because Judge Napolitano is correct. It is unconstitutional, a violation of the Fourth Amendment for the U.S. government to surveil an American citizen without having evidence of wrongdoing. And that's why it's called the Foreign Intelligence Court. They are limited to allowing surveillance on people outside the United States of America. Now, if the people outside the United States of America are calling into the United States of America, then obviously by default, that American is caught up in the phone call. But it is foreign. And they are not allowed to just start peeking at people inside this country. It is a violation of the Constitution. And you need to remember that. The FISA authority does not extend inside the borders. It is unconstitutional. And if you go back to the United States Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. We do not need to wait for somebody on the Supreme Court to tell us whether something is constitutional or not. We're allowed to decide for ourselves. In fact, nowhere in the Constitution is the Supreme Court given the ultimate authority to decide what is or is not constitutional. Marbury versus Madison says it's up to us to decide. Anyway. Now, journalist Cheryl Atkinson, who is one of the good guys, been out there just abused by her corporate media employers, is basically warning that a lot of what we're seeing in the corporate media in terms of protests, counter-protests, and the rest of it are what's called astroturf. They're not really grassroots movement. They are rent-a-mob crowds that show up in buses. They're paid to be there in order to push a message for a special interest group or a political agenda. And they're used by the corporate media to convince you that your fellow Americans think this is really a really good idea to go along with. Now, one of these rent-a-mobs was arrested. Some of these people were arrested for felony rioting for disrupting a pro-Trump rally in Minnesota. They got their brown shirts on and their armbands, and they went on out there and said, we're going to break up this rally so that Der Führer can rule the country here. And they bagged Linwood Kane, the youngest son of Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine. And he's arrested on suspicion of felony rioting near the Minnesota State Capitol building. Real brown shirt tactics out there. Now, there's an interesting story over at townhall.com, and it's asking a question a lot of people have been asking. Why is the corporate media ignoring Trump's sex trafficking arrests? Now, Trump came on out, had a press conference, met with a bunch of people who are familiar with this problem, and said, we're going to do something about it. And they are. There have been huge numbers of arrests, these child sex trafficking rings being broken up. And it's not getting any coverage whatsoever. One has to wonder why. Whose ox is being gored on this one? And so I posted a link as a flashback to the Franklin cover-up scandal. This was a child sex ring scandal that went all the way to the Bush and Reagan White House itself. And there was even a Discovery Channel documentary made about it called Conspiracy of Silence. And this child sex ring involved Boys Town, the world-famous orphanage. They made movies about this place. Discovery Channel had this documentary. They were about to go to air, and they were approached by members of Congress who said, if you air this, we will pass laws that will make it impossible for you to stay in business. And Discovery knuckled under. They pulled it from broadcast, even though it was already in the TV guide. And then an unknown anonymous party purchased all the rights to the documentary, and all the VHS copies that were going to be for sale disappeared and were destroyed. Fortunately, somebody found an editing work tape and turned it over to a member of Congress who was investigating, and that tape is linked to the page on the Franklin scandal. So it's beginning to look like, yeah, a lot of very high-ranking Republicans and Democrats may be caught up in this thing. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, when it comes to this issue of sexual abuse of children, we know that within the clergy, even though the scandal has been made public and there have been horrendous lawsuits, the problem persists to the present day. They can't get it under control. We know from the Franklin scandal that at one point there was a serious issue of child sex trafficking within the highest reaches of our federal government. It went all the way to the Bush and Reagan White House. And based on the performance of the church, there's no reason to think that problem has gone away, especially when you look at what was going on down at Jeffrey Epstein's island. Now, I still think that the specific Pizzagate story was a setup to head off a more generalized inquiry and set people up for lawsuits like, unfortunately, Alex Jones is having to deal with right now. But the problem itself is definitely very, very real. And these people will do anything to protect their secrets. The Discovery Channel found that out the the hard way. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Mike, something very interesting about this. I was listening to, Robert David Steele, right?
Yes.
Former CIA, good CIA guy, though. Was on Alex Jones and I've seen a couple other internet shows on YouTube and all. And he thinks, he doesn't think, he seems to have information that the firing of General Flynn has to do with pedophile investigations. That Flynn had has information. He said that not the Vice President Pence himself, but Pence is one of his best friends. And I'm not sure if he's a politician himself or not. I think he's a politician, a congressman, a senator, or something like that, is actually involved in pedophilic behavior, and Flynn had information on that. Now, again, I'm just telling you what he says.
That sounds a little too convenient. The story that we're hearing is that Flynn was basically trying to hijack the war policy of the Trump administration and was calling for an unprovoked attack on Iran. But at this point, nothing can be ruled out. But I do want to make a point here. Pedophiles, by nature of who they are and what they do, don't tend to share that with anybody they don't think is going to be another pedophile. And there's this communication network and everything that's going on. The fact that somebody that Mike Pence knows is engaged in this kind of vile behavior doesn't necessarily mean Mike Pence himself knows that was going on. And that's why I'm saying this is kind of a weak case.
He didn't say that Pence knows what's going on. He just said
then why would what Mike Flynn have any kind of be any kind of a threat?
Well, maybe I don't know if he was considered a threat or just, you know, maybe he thinks he doesn't know what he's talking about and his friend of his is, never did anything. You know, I don't know what goes on in these people's minds, Mike. All right, these politicians, like I said, they're different. Their thinking processes seem to be different than yours and mine. I know.
Well, let me do a what if here. If you were somebody who was aware of the pedophilia going on and you just had your career in public life destroyed, what's your best way to get your revenge? So, looking for what should be there and isn't, I would expect there to be some kind of a revelation following Flynn's resignation that thus and such within that circle of people were engaged in this kind of behavior, but we're not seeing it. But I think there's no question that there are highly placed people within government and within the media. Look at the problem the BBC is dealing with some of their top people who were engaged in this kind of behavior. And maybe the same thing is true of America's corporate media, which is why they don't want to touch this story.
And by the way, you're not talking about the BBC and all that in England. David Icke, you may think, is a little strange because, you know, there's that this thing about the reptilian human hybrid.
I disagree with him on that one.
But he's a former mainstream reporter. He knows a lot of stuff. He's the one who called it out on Edward Heath years ago that Heath is a pedophile. And he swears up and down that the Bushes, the whole Bush family, especially H.W. and W. and all these other books, are nothing, and Jeff, nothing but pedophiles. And is that all? And by the way, Roger Stone's book about the Bush is kind of like if into that. Matter of fact, he talks about the Franklin scandal and how the Bushes were right at the center of that.
Well, again, the fact that, you know, the Franklin scandal did link to the Reagan Bush White House, but the indications are that it had nothing to do with Reagan. I don't understand what's going on. Maybe it's just the thrill of doing something vile and getting away with it. Maybe these are people who always get what they want in terms of money and power and wealth, and they're so bored they have to do something like this to get their adrenaline going. I really not am strongly interested in learning what motivates it. I do find it to be very, very vile, disgusting behavior. And if they are engaged in it, it should come on out because, as I said earlier in the show, the American people have a legitimate right to know exactly what kind of individuals form the power elite. And if they're out there diddling little children in the dark closets, we have a right to know that as well. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you real quick because we're falling behind.
I know you don't have really religious beliefs, but the fact of the matter is they do. They believe in Satan. they go to these satanic rites, including Bohemian Grove. They believe in it. That's why I believe they're out and out evil. And then what is more evil than being a pedophile? That's about all I got to say about that, okay?
All right. Well, it's a legitimate point here, but I don't know that these people are necessarily true believing Satanists. They may just be going along because they want to be seen with these other individuals who are doing the same thing. Just like there are a lot of politicians who make a pretense of going to Christian churches, and yet certainly in their private lives, they do not act like they're Christians. Mark, we're going to let you go. Switch over to George in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mark. I hope you guys are blaming the Russians for the snow caps on your mountains.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were blaming the Russians for the RBN net outage. And I got to tell you right now, I'm going to skip on down because I need to get this out here today. There's an organization called MEMRI, M-E-M-R-I, the Middle East Media Research Institute. They are a known Israeli propaganda front, and they were the ones who came on out and said that Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the map, which, as it turned out, wasn't what he was going to be saying. Right now, MEMRI is running a story saying that Russia is planting nuclear mole missiles along the U.S. shorelines in order to be able to deliver a virtually instantaneous nuclear strike. And the Russian government, of course, is already saying this is complete and utter nonsense. But at this point, it looks like our deep state is in such a panic over the loss of their power and authority that they're going to try and get a major war going in this hope, this faith, that if there's a real bloody war out there, that we, the American people, will forget all about the NSA and CIA spying, we'll forget all about the politics and corruption, this attempts to steal the election, and all the rest of it. We'll throw a snappy salute at the flag, and we'll fling our money and our children into the war. Not going to happen. For reasons that Sun Tzu made abundantly clear in The Art of War. For a ruler to have a successful war, their military must believe in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die. And the civilians must believe in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the hardships that war brings, even to the victorious side. Our government has neither one. But it seems like right now our future is going to be determined by whichever one of our leaders is the least mentally stable. And frankly, we need a warehouse of straitjackets right now for our current leadership.
But anyway, you know, hearing good news where I used to live in Florida, a law firm, since all these pedophile arrests started going around the prisons and interviewing the former foster children of the system that are in the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting descriptions of, like, birthmarks, and it's pretty high prominent people. And this law firm, when the time is right, when there's convictions, they're going to move for, suing the state and getting reparations for these people in the foster care system that have been victimized.
I bet you that law firm gets broken into and its files burned and its computers stolen, or the whole building will burn to the ground. George, I'm going to let you go. And as a matter of fact, we're going to not take any more pedophilia phone calls because we're falling behind on the talking points. We got a lot of stuff that we need to cover. Take a phone call from Ralph in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just want to ask your opinion. What's your opinion today on this Women's Day march all over New York City, Trump Tower, and Washington, D.C.?
Who cares?
And, what's your opinion on all this? Just give me your
Who
opinion
cares?
On this one.
Who cares? That's my opinion. Who cares? it's a bunch of women who said we're not going to go to work today, and some of them are probably going to lose their jobs because of it. In fact, there was one Twitter post on this very subject from a woman who said, you know, I'm going to work today because I own the company and I started it and I have a lot of women employees, and if they don't show up, they're going to be out of work.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This again, also with the wiretapping in Trump Tower, also with Trump against Obama, what's your view on this one? What's the outcome on this one?
Well, I'm hoping the outcome is going to be Watergate 2, full investigation followed by somebody's arrest and imprisonment. But the Obama's people are trying to find some way they can say this was legally justified on the basis of our wild guess that Russia and Trump were working together, and therefore we were justified in bugging his campaign headquarters and sharing that information with Hillary's campaign headquarters. And that, of course, is complete and utter nonsense.
Yeah, and the Nancy Pelosi, she's going crazy too, going bonkers. She doesn't know where she's at.
Yeah, Nancy is starting to show signs of dementia. So is Maxine Waters. And you look at people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and John McCain, and you begin to realize that obviously...
And don't forget
election
Chuckie Schumer.
Chuckie Schumer, too, you begin to realize that election fraud is not confined just to the presidential elections.
Oh, my God. It's just sickening every day, seeing all this fake news. And Alex Jones is going bonkers, too, every day on his show. He doesn't know what's going to be outcome now. The CIA scandal and the WikiLeaks. What's the scandal with this one now? Where that's going to come from?
Well, the scandal is, I mean, this reinforces everything Edward Snowden was telling us. And it's already been declared as far more damaging than everything Edward Snowden put out, because Edward Snowden mostly described what the NSA was doing, and he backed it up with documents and presentations and everything. This dump is putting out specifics, the specific tools the CIA has developed, the specific things they're able to do, like remote control cars and so forth. And it is extremely alarming, and all the intelligence community can say is, oh, come on, you people, you're just being fussy. It's no big deal. But I think where most people are going to be very, very furious is where, first of all, Hayden is out there saying we're not mass spying on all Americans. We're only looking after a few bad people. And yet the CIA has rendered our computers and our electronics wide open to cyber crime. And now they're telling us it was for no real good purpose at all.
Wow. And that's why they're coming out with the driverless cars. They're coming around the corner very soon in the near future, right? That's going to put millions of people out of work, especially cab drivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, now the Google cars already out. That's not even perfected. You heard about that?
I'm sorry, what was that one more time?
The Google cars. They have out in Southern California, these Google cars doing testings on the future of driverless cars. Are you aware about that?
Oh yeah, I've been hearing about that. I mean, the Tesla 3 is apparently doing well. They've only had one bad accident with that one. Personally, I don't want a driverless car. I enjoy driving, and I don't want that taken away from me. But my gut is telling me that driverless cars are going to be kind of like 3D TV and 4K TV. It's going to be a passing fad.
Wow, you think that's going to be taking away jobs from people when the driverless cars economy comes into effect?
Well, I think the one area where driverless vehicles are going to be taking away jobs is the long haul cargo truck drivers. In fact, there's already talk that the United States does not need to invest in reviving its rail transport system. They can just go to driverless semi-trucks and just program them to go down the highways. The problem is the highways are also crumbling. So I see that as kind of wishful thinking on that one.
And they have to invest trillions. That's what Donald Trump wants to invest massive infrastructure building. That's the agenda he wants to try to do, right?
Yeah, but unfortunately, Yellen is talking about a rate hike, which is going to make the interest on that prohibitively expensive. Now, Trump, of course, can invoke his authority as president and issue an interest-free currency to fund his infrastructure development. They used to actually have that system up in Canada. Unfortunately, back in the 1970s, the Canadian government abandoned the interest-free loans provided by Canada's central bank and started borrowing money for infrastructure development from private central banks, regular banks, and sticking the Canadian people with those interest payments. Anyway, going to have to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break, coming up on the top of the hour. And we have a lot of stuff to get into in terms of the war zones here. Now, we've been hearing that there are military forces that are going into Syria. And as it turns out, what's going on is that Trump is apparently concerned that Turkey is pushing too far into Syria, not only into Syria itself, but the Kurdish regions. And apparently, these U.S. forces are being deployed to basically create a fence and send a message to Erdogan, this far and no farther shall you go. So that appears to be what's going on over there. It does not look like Trump has changed his mind about going in and getting Assad out, even though many people around him are still lobbying for that to happen. Now, the foreign minister of Turkey, Mevlüt Cavusoglu, is accusing Berlin of putting pressure on German-based Turks in order to try and influence the upcoming referendum that may dramatically increase the presidential powers in Turkey. Erdogan has a new referendum coming on up. If it passes, he will be granted far more powers and authority, kind of like the Nazis' enabling acts or some of the stuff we've been seeing in this country. And apparently Germany is being accused of approaching Turks who are living in Germany and saying, you should write home and say XYZ. Not a lot of support behind the allegation, but that's what Turkey is accusing Germany of doing. It's easy to make an accusation, unfortunately. Now, Netanyahu, actually, we're going to come up on a commercial break here. And when we come on back, more about the international scene after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to be talking about Syria now. Benjamin Netanyahu is out there demanding an immediate summit with Vladimir Putin. And apparently he's very upset because Israel's agenda in Syria, in particular permanent ownership of the Golan, have been pretty much thwarted. And Israel tried to bait Russia into making a move that would have allowed the U.S. to escalate that war. And apparently Israeli fighter jets deliberately flew over Lebanon's Arsal Barrens, where Al-Qaeda and ISIS are headquartered, then proceeded further on in and dropped their bombs on Syrian army positions inside Syria. And everybody said, why didn't Russia shoot them down with those S-400s? And the reality is Russia didn't need to, because obviously the Syrian government is regaining control of Syria. And Netanyahu is now in a snit. He's very angry. He wants to go up to Russia and demand that Putin allow Israel to have the Golan Heights. But all of these agendas for the Mideast, for the New World Order, they're all in serious, serious trouble, because we have a better informed general population which knows what's really going on and no longer believes the propaganda coming on out. Now, apparently, Poroshenko is petitioning The Hague to arrest Vladimir Putin. Isn't even saying what it should be for, but apparently that ultra-nationalist group that started illegally blockading East Ukraine has caused a severe energy shortage, loss of assets and tax revenues. And the ultra-nationalists are now talking about a direct march on Kiev itself. Poroshenko is convinced that they're neo-Nazis and they're secretly working for Vladimir Putin, and he wants The Hague to arrest Putin. The man is getting desperate. The man is getting desperate. He's on the verge of losing the war. His own people are rebelling against him. If the Minsk agreement is fully implemented, he's out of a job. He's got Saakashvili drooling to be his replacement. It's a mess. Ukraine is a mess, because the U.S. government decided they were just going to go on in there and overthrow Yushchenko, because Yushchenko didn't want to join the European Union. And now they've turned Ukraine into such a mess that the European Union doesn't even want them anymore. Even more alarming, the foreign minister of Ukraine wants a revision of what's called the Budapest Memorandum that dates back to 1994, which established Ukraine as a non-nuclear state. And now they're saying they want to rethink that, and maybe Poroshenko wants to get a few atomic bombs. I'm sure he can buy a couple of them under the table from Israel, the way South Africa did. Meanwhile, we're getting word. Everybody knows the U.S. is spoiling for a fight. And at this point, it almost seems like the United States doesn't care who with. It's amazing how prescient Michael Moore was in the movie Canadian Bacon. We need a war to revive our economy. Who with? Well, I don't know. Canada, maybe. I don't care who the war is with. But Russia and China know they are in the crosshairs. And apparently Russia is now modernizing their anti-nuclear submarines to carry caliber nuclear missiles. We will be right back.
Hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.